Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I hope you are having a good day, and I greatly appreciate you tuning into the program. We've got had a great hour last hour. I hope that you'll take the time to listen to it. You can find it in our podcast. We'll have that up this afternoon at chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. So I hope that you will go ahead and download that information, and we'll be more than happy to have you listen. Dr. Judy Mikovits talked with us in the first half hour. We talked about your temple. We talked about taking care of your temple. And we also spoke about the prayer to unwind what the injections can do to your body, and what the causes are of a lot of the illnesses that we are seeing. And also about what you put in and keeping your body healthy. So hope that you will take the time to listen to that. And then we had Kaylin Dorr with Getter was on with us, and appreciate those of you that are watching on Getter, those of you watching us on Clout Hub, those of you who are getting the opportunity to see us on Facebook, although we're severely shadow banned over there, and who knows when they'll take the program down. And of course, you can watch us at TECNTV.com. That's TECNTV.com, and we greatly appreciate those of you that are supporting us and watching us over there, as we were again the number one program for this past week. And we thank all of you for making us the number one show on the number one conservative urban online network. And we're also grateful for our partnership with NTD TV as well. Those of you now listening on the Truth Broadcasting Network, great to be with you, and on Noble Radio Network, and on our Salem affiliates as well, and all across the country, great to be have you listening to us. Well, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He has 14 years of military service, 30 years of business experience. He is the executive director of American Contingency, and I want to welcome Tom Rigsby to the program. Tom, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Greg. Happy to be here.
So, Tom, tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to start the company American Contingency.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. So, I tell people frequently that I grew up on the farm. In that environment, we had to make do with what we had. If we didn't have it, we had to make it. I didn't even realize that we we weren't very well off. We just had to work hard. And so as I grew and entered the adulthood, went into the service, I met lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds, and found out that that work ethic and that sense of self-reliance and self-determination just did not permeate through our entire society. So fast forward a few years, I'm out of the service, I'm working in business, and I've been fortunate to have the opportunity to have many of my own businesses and to work in, you know, some Fortune 50s all the way down to mom and pops, and along the way learned a lot of the principles that make or applied a lot of the principles rather from that self-determination to business, and was able to help many business owners build a business that they wanted. And along that journey, I came across American Contingency. As much as I would like to take credit for starting it, our founder is actually Mike Glover, an 18-year Green Beret Special Forces veteran, and he saw a lot of the similar thing, a lot of similar issues. And as we talked about it, he has other businesses going, he has other irons in the fire. And so I said, hey, you know what, this would be, I feel passionate about this. This is a great alignment. And so I went to work for the company and have been kind of directing the day-to-day operations of the business. Our overall goal really is just to build a network of individuals and groups around the country who want to work together to be better prepared and able to respond when crisis moments come along. You know, we all have them in our life, whether it's a flat tire or being laid off from a job, or, you know, in the current world environment, you know, the threat of cyber attack or you know, threat of World War III. I mean, how do we prepare for those things? And so what American Contingency does is we provide resources, training, education for this network of people around the country to help them be better prepared.
There's a lot of issues right now. We have supply chain issues that are taking place in our country. Certainly, we have a lot of hacking issues that we've seen going on. I just had the senior VP of marketing and sales for Getter is on, and that has to do, of course, with the free speech issue, but it also has to do with protecting your personal information so that you're not being made vulnerable by a company that's really acting as a government actor and potentially in a hostile government environment, depending on you know what's going on. But right now we seem to be seeing a lot of that. I'll have Larry Klayman on at the bottom of the hour talking about a very hostile FBI, CIA, Department of Justice towards individuals that hold to a biblical constitutional worldview. Talk to me though, talk to me about how I guess American Contingency is a place for people to go, not with a particular political ideology, but just who might feel as though they need to be maybe better prepared for whatever might be coming down the road.
Yeah, sure. So I think a lot of the things that you mentioned are top of mind for a lot of people today, even for us. We have, you know, you mentioned at the top of the hour how Facebook has you shadow banned. I listened to your interview with Kaylin. Great conversation. We experienced the same thing in a lot of platforms. The message that we put out about self-reliance and self-determination and not being dependent upon someone else for my own well-being, that's not a message that is welcomed by a lot of platforms.
Sure.
So we have built our own platform that our members can join, and in that platform, what we really do, Pastor Greg, is we focus on the impact.
Okay.
So there's this there's this thing going on, you know, if you watch the news, we call it doom scrolling, right? Where I can sit here on my phone all day long and see all the doom and gloom that's going on. That doesn't do anything to help me be better prepared.
Right.
So we talk about things like, what if the internet doesn't work tomorrow? Without regard to why it's not working. Now, we do have to be aware of some of those threats and how they, you know, what the implications of those are in response. But we say, okay, well, if you couldn't communicate via internet, how would you communicate with your family that's spread across the country? If you went to the bank or you opened up your phone app and it said your balance is zero, what would you do? You know, if
right.
there were no food at the grocery store or, you know, the other supplies, just simple supply chain issues, if those were not available, what would you do? So we focus more on the impact and help our members of the network come up with a plan to mitigate the impact in their day-to-day life. Now, it's a big task if you're not prepared at all. If you know, if you're like the average American, you only have about 3 days worth of food in the house, you have a long way to go. But that's okay. As the saying goes, a journey of 1,000 miles, right? You have to take that first step. And any plan, any bit of preparation that you're able to do makes you better prepared for tomorrow.
So,
and in that context, I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, we're looking at the cyber threat specifically in that, you know, we hear this and we think, oh, big state actors, Russia, China, whomever, could come and shut down everything. The reality is they don't have to shut down everything, right? If they were successful in attacking even a small regional bank, and as I described, that regional bank lost all of its balances, what would that do to everybody else's confidence in their bank?
Right? Sure.
And when that happens, we stop paying attention to what's going on outside and we turn inside and look at what's going on here. So we use those as examples and scenarios for planning when we say, okay, we have to use banks, we have to use the system, the infrastructure that's in place, but how can we mitigate that kind of attack? If your bank was attacked, how could you mitigate that? You know, gas prices the same way. That's the current issue of the day. How can you mitigate that impact? That's really our focus and how we help our member network plan.
Well, I like, you know, looking at your front page, which I have up on our video and on our TV channel right now. You know, it shows a tornado because, you know, there's also natural disasters. We had that big freeze that took place, you know, here in Texas last year. And, you know, I was very fortunate that I had a sense that we needed to have some kind of generator backup. And I didn't even really completely know why, but I just felt like that was something that was of urgent need. And thankfully, we had that so that when our power, we were having the rolling blackouts, we were able to maintain because we had that generator as a backup. But a lot of folks didn't, and there were a lot of people that went, you know, days and in some instances that went, you know, a week and a half, almost 2 weeks with no power whatsoever.
Right.
Those are major issues. I mean, that is one of the reasons why you know, this idea of preparedness and figuring out steps to be prepared is so critically important.
Yeah, you know, Pastor Greg, we like to talk about most likely scenarios or most likely threats. It's really easy when you start talking about preparedness to think zombie apocalypse, you know, post-apocalyptic nuclear war, all of that.
Right.
The reality is, as you pointed out, it's much more likely for my town, my neighbors, to be hit by a tornado, to suffer the effects of a hurricane, you know, unplanned ice storm, winter weather, all of those things are far more likely. So that's why I mentioned earlier, we plan on impact. We talk about impact. Now, if it's a tornado that come through, that's why the electricity is out, there are other considerations that you need to be aware of, right? Like downed power lines and things like that.
Right.
So we're not completely agnostic of the cause. But But we do recognize that those are the causes that really happen more often. And they give us a much more realistic planning horizon. So when we're talking to somebody who's completely new to preparedness, we can talk about hurricanes and tornadoes rather than a zombie apocalypse. And it's much easier for them to plan that way.
Sure. Sure. Well, food storage and a variety of other things that are associated with that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about how people can get signed up or become a member. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. When Peter and John boldly preached the gospel, they were not only arrested, but they were told not to even speak of Jesus. Their response in Acts 4:20 says it all. We cannot help speaking about what we've seen and heard. The truth is, when we're convinced of something, we open our mouths and speak it. No matter what your situation is in life, God has given you influence to lead people to Him. He has commissioned you with a great commission. He has commanded you to love your neighbors. And He has promised you that He will make everything in your life work for good when your reason for being is the redemption of everyone around you. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to speak up. Now is the day of salvation. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
If you and I come before God at the day of our death with a long list of indebtedness to God, we will spend eternity trying to pay off that debt, separated from Him in hell forever and ever and ever. But here's the good news. God says, I understand the predicament you're in. I know you're spiritually bankrupt and can't pay off this debt. But I offer to pay it off for you. I'll let your debt be paid off completely by what my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, did for you. You see, when Jesus came to earth, the reason He came to earth, He said Himself, was to give His life as a ransom for many, Matthew 20:28. He didn't come just to be a good teacher, to be a good example. He didn't come to be a revolutionary. He came as a ransom for our sins.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just want to let you know, bottom of this hour, attorney Larry Klayman will be with us. They filed a class action lawsuit against the Biden administration regarding the treatment of J6. And in particular, on one of their particular clients, but it is a class action suit. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, how Putin's actions in the Ukraine, really open up the door for international dictators and change, how presidents are acting independent. And of course, we don't have a dictator here. We have a constitutional republic, although so many refer to it as a democracy. Okay. I want to, let you know, my guest is Tom Rigsby. American Contingency, is the name of the company that, he is a part of. And their goal is to help you get ready to have a contingency plan for any potential issue that you might face that might cause you to not be able to be dependent on, running down to the grocery store or picking up and communicating with someone via cell phone or via the internet. A lot of different things that could take place. And important for you to be prepared. So there's a list here of things that are on your website: family preparedness, food and water, health and medical, home and homestead, mindset, mobility, situational awareness, and communications. If someone wants to advance in any one of these areas, will that happen if they become a member of American Contingency?
So, great question, Pastor Greg. And again, pleasure to be on the show with you today. What we encourage people to do is, out of that list of categories, find two or three where they have a particular level of interest. Those categories represent a very broad spectrum, and we don't expect anybody to be an expert in all of those. But if you can focus on two or three, and then you can extend that by joining a local support team. And in that team, you have other people whose interests are in some other areas. And so then that way you kind of fill in your gaps with the expertise and interest of the other members of the group. We do provide training and support inside our member platform in all of those categories. And every month we focus on a particular topic. This month, spring right here around the corner in most of the country, we're focused on food and water. We're talking about how to grow your own food. In the fall, we'll come back to this topic and we'll talk about how to preserve it, can it, freeze it, whatever's appropriate. And then with water, we're talking about how to build your own water purification systems, how to get water from, if the commercial water, if the municipal supply is cut off for some reason, how can you get water and how can you make it safe to drink? So every month we focus on one of these topics. We have online courses, we have subject matter experts, and of course, we have the local teams and groups that really help you put, hands to the plow, so to speak, and learning and mastering these different topics.
Now, is there a cost associated with becoming a member, and what does that look like?
Great question. Yes, there is a cost for national membership.
Okay.
We wanted to make that barrier very low. It's $5 for a basic membership or $10 for a premium membership. And that gives you access to all of the course material, all of the communities. We have groups for every state. We have members in every state of the union.
Okay.
We have online groups for them. We help you get connected with those groups. And that's kind of our communications platform.
And is that, just to clarify, is that $5 a month, $10 a month? Is that how that works?
Yes, it's $5 a month or $10 a month.
Okay.
Depending on which level you want to join.
So obviously, you know, we're not talking about, you know, gouging your pocket, folks. You know, we're talking about, you know, a couple of cups of coffee or at this point, goodness gracious, just a couple of gallons of gas. But you're using that investment to get yourself up. And you have people that have a variety of different levels of understanding as it relates to this. So you may have somebody that, you know, is new to what we might call prepping, or you might have somebody that's a very experienced prepper, but even an experienced prepper, you are offering them an opportunity to connect with other individuals and benefit from that community. Is that correct?
Absolutely. One of the things that we emphasize is that as a member of the network, you never have to face tough moments alone.
Okay.
And no matter how prepared I and my family become for an event like a tornado, hurricane, or zombie apocalypse, there's a finite amount of things that I can do personally. Right? I can't be great at all of those categories. I need help from other people.
And this gives you a network of individuals that have some expertise that you can draw on. Again, it is AmericanContingency.com, AmericanContingency.com. Tom, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned, folks. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I love the way John R.W. Stott hits the nail on the head. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. John Stott says, when men and women get intoxicated with heady heresies and sparkling novelties, ministers must keep calm and sane. The late, great John Calvin put it this way, the more determined men become to despise the teaching of Christ, the more zealous should godly ministers be to assert it. But being mere men, we tend to back off. We fold our arms and sigh, oh, what's the use? Now more than ever, we need our pastors, our preachers, to hold onto their sanity and preach the truth.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., the noted Supreme Court Justice of the early 20th century, had a unique perspective on trouble we encounter in life. He said, meet trouble as a friend, for you'll see a lot of it, and you'd better be on speaking terms with it. Just as Holmes and Job in the Old Testament shared similar views on trouble, Job said, "Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward." Some things are predictable, like sparks floating up from a campfire and the likelihood of encountering trouble. Better be prepared with God's ways to manage trouble before it arrives. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's ways to respond to trouble on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the founder of really two of the most, I would say they're the most powerful fighters for freedom. He is the founder of Judicial Watch, and he is also the founder of Freedom Watch, and that's freedomwatchusa.org. I want to welcome Larry Klayman to the program. Larry, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for those nice compliments. It's mutual.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that. It was funny, as we were doing the warm up, I said, "Yeah, we're gonna talk about J6," and of course, I know you know exactly what I meant by that, but you wanted to make sure that I understood what I meant by that, because a lot of people, you know, when they might hear that, they may say, "Well, what are they talking about? J6?" We're talking, folks, about January the 6th. And we're talking about an absolutely out of control. I've been telling folks, Larry, to watch Capital Punishment, the movie, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, the movie, Nick Searcy's documentary. I truly think that that's probably one of the best documentaries out there to help people understand the tactics that are being used against citizens. Dr. Simone is one of the ones that's interviewed in that and talks about how they literally knocked her door down, breaking into her house and put her in shackles. And then that poor young girl that was shackled and put on her knees, what was she, 10 years old?
Yeah, well, there's many instances of it. In fact, I represent two people who also had their homes broken into. One is Siaka Masakwa in Los Angeles in West Hollywood, a black actor, didn't do anything wrong. And then, of course, there was another one I have in Northern Florida, in the Pensacola area, and we both have class actions pending for them. So, you know, we're fighting back. We're trying to do what we can. But as I write in my new book, it's a sequel to last year's book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. This one is Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. It's a five-part plan by the left to destroy this country. First, take total control using COVID-19, dictatorship in effect. Then, use the FBI and Justice Department as your own Gestapo to quell all dissent. You saw that on January 6th. Then, dump trillions of dollars into the economy. And, of course, today we now know that inflation is up to 9% and people, frankly, don't want to work. And, you know, this is where we are today. You've got rampant crime. I'm going to a police funeral as we speak. A policeman was killed, shot and killed. The rampant crime to destabilize this country with Americans in fear. Then destroy Judeo-Christian ethics. At least in Florida, they're doing something right now, my home state. They passed a law that you can't push homosexuality, transgenderism, and transsexualism on kids up to third grade. They should go beyond that, but that's a start, at least. DeSantis did that. I think he's doing a good job in Florida. And destroy the military. So it's a full court press by the left to destroy us. And January 6th was the manifestation of the people recognizing just how corrupt our government had become. And the icing on the cake was when Trump's own Supreme Court justices wouldn't give him a hearing. And this is where we are today. We're at the stage of a potential very bloody and violent revolution. And of course, you can see what's happening in Ukraine, and Biden, the brain dead fool that he is, won't even give the Ukrainians the means to defend themselves. These are Christians and Jews. They're not Muslims. These are our people. And they're going to be slaughtered. It's going to be like the Holocaust in the end. You know, they don't get the ability to defend themselves.
Talk to me. I know that, you know, many of us are deeply concerned about what's happening and the examples and I agree that, you know, January 6th should be something that every American, and it's not a political thing, every American, no matter who you are, you should be concerned about a government that decides to lock people up for expressing concerns that at this point now, even more so, we are seeing to be realities. I mean, when you look at Wisconsin is now looking at possibly decertifying. Georgia has the evidences to do that. Pennsylvania, Arizona, you know, the list is mounting of election fraud and election rolls and people that are voting that aren't voting, but they're showing up on the voter registrar. It's difficult to have a constitutionally representative republic when you have these kinds of election problems, Larry.
No, well, we're at the point now, Pastor, and that's what I wrote about. I'm plugging my book a little bit here because I want people to read it.
Sure.
But the point, as I write, and it takes a counter-revolution to wake up America, as you know, that we have to seriously consider, and we have started that process with our Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia last summer, July 5th and 6th, to declare independence and to form a new government. Not a new nation, but to form a new government. And as it says in our Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people, we have a right under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the laws of the state, not the laws of the king, to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people. That's a paraphrase. We don't have leaders. And so I'm talking about with Biden, and we need new leaders. We need new people. People in the mold of Washington and Adams and Jefferson and Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan. We need people like that. And, you know, we thank President Trump for what he did, but he's not coming back. People have to recognize that. We have to do it for ourselves right now. And we don't have time. We don't have 40 years like Moses to find the promised land. I mean, we're in the promised land right now. We have to save it. So that's what I write about in my book. And also, in terms of what's going on today, the courts are rubber stamping what the establishments of both political parties want. They want to quell dissent. They don't want to be challenged. The Democrats are pure evil. They're a conglomeration of socialists, communists, atheists, radical Muslims, radical Marxians of the Jewish left, radical feminists, radical gays, lesbians, transgenders, transsexuals, radical blacks. The Republicans have become a racketeering enterprise, raising money, acquiring power. They lie to the American people. They say, oh, we're going to make everything well if we win in November. Well, you know what? Biden's still president. He can veto anything they want to do. And you have a filibuster in the Senate. We can't survive another 3 years. And when the Republicans had power, what did they do? Little to nothing. They couldn't balance the budget. They didn't reform Obamacare. They didn't give us the clarion call on what was going to happen in Afghanistan. They were getting national security briefings. And even, to be honest, what's going on in Ukraine, you know, Biden, the brain dead fool that he is a complete disaster. You now have Kamala Harris over in Poland, God forbid. I mean, it's a joke. But Trump didn't do the job either. Let's be honest. These people weren't given the means to defend themselves. And we knew what was coming. eventually. And we promised them when they became free 30 years ago, broke away from the Soviet Union, that they gave their nuclear weapons back to Russia, that we would defend them. We've been disgraced. So we're in a vice. You know, between Biden and Putin, the American people are between more than a rock and a hard place. And we need to do it for ourselves right now. And as I also write about in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, which you can get at freedomwatchusa.org. I'm talking about citizens' grand juries. We're going to be trying Biden and his brother and his son, Hunter, or Fauci, these judges who have violated their oath of office by throwing people in prison on January 6th without even due process. We're going to be trying them and seeking their convictions and asking the police and the military to carry them out. We have a right to do that, and we cannot wait for the Republican Party, which is not only corrupt but worthless, to do it for us. They don't represent us anymore. So I'm also starting a new political party, the New American Independence Party, and a separate organization. We need more parties. Mm-hmm. We need to take immunity away from federal judges, take it away from government officials. They need to obey by the same laws that we do. So you've got this establishment getting back to January 6th.
Right.
It doesn't want any sense. And then you get the judges that get onto the bench with political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery to carry out this inquisition. That is an inquisition against the American people. And it was Jefferson, as I write in my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, and the prior one, It Takes a Revolution. Jefferson predicted Article III judges, federal judges, mm-hmm. Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people, would become despots and tyrants, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years or so. We don't want to see bloodshed. We don't want to see
absolutely.
Violence.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, no, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it because folks, this is Larry and I, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I really do. Larry's not talking about, you know, blood on the streets. In fact, the goal of this is to stop the blood on the streets. We've got blood on the streets right now. We've got radicals in organizations like Antifa and others that are out shedding blood. Police officers that are being executed and murdered on the streets. We've got anarchy. That's what the left is pushing upon America right now. And we have a right and a justification to stop said anarchy. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and we all need encouragers in our lives, right? Now, I have to admit, I have many people in my life who are encouragers, but let me tell you about my friend Mary Jane. She's a grandmother in her mid-70s with significant cerebral palsy, but she loves joining Wheels for the World teams to go and pray and encourage those who receive wheelchairs. And she does it all at her, as she puts it, encouragement table. That's right. This dear elderly saint sits behind a table loaded with all kinds of Christian materials, and she spends time counseling these new recipients of our wheelchairs, reminding them that they too can overcome their disability with God's grace. Hey friend, think about signing up for a Wheels for the World outreach, because there are all sorts of opportunities to, as the Apostle Paul says, encourage the faint-hearted and help the weak. Learn more by stopping by johnnyandfriends.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Boy, that break was a little bit quicker than I was expecting it to be. That's all right. We'll get to this. So, you know, Larry was talking about essentially reestablishing our nation as a nation that is one nation under God. That is a nation that will not bow to this evil. Folks, it's so important that we understand what it is that we are battling here. When you stop and think about it, Dr. Judy was on week before last, and that actually, she was on a Thursday. By Monday, all of my videos, well, by Tuesday, all my videos at Vimeo were erased and my account deleted. And what did she talk about? What did she share? Well, she shared about in depth what she talked about earlier today, that for the past 30 years, we have been getting injected with an injection that literally has taken bacteria from animals that comes with the manufacturing of these vaccines, mingling it together and creating a vaccine that then puts these foreign bacterias, foreign bodies into our bloodstream. And then we wonder why we have seen this explosive increase in things like HIV, in things like leukemia and lymphoma and all of the different varieties of cancers that are out there. And she goes through, I'm not the scientist, but she goes through and explains all of that in the interview that we did. And it's not an anti-vax issue. It's an issue of how they are making these things and the increase and the issues associated with that. And we as believers have a responsibility. What's happening? We have children that are being murdered. That's child sacrifice. We have
the very foundational institution upon which God told us to be fruitful and multiply, which is marriage. We've stripped away the idea of marriage being a covenant. We now have begun in churches to ordain marriages between what God calls an abomination. And I want to be clear, this isn't hateful speech. Read books and understand and listen to people like Robert Oscar Lopez, people like George Carneal Jr., people like Janet Boynes, individuals who've been a part of that lifestyle. Go to Walt Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R. Go to Walt Heyer Ministries and read Walt's story about spending the time that he spent with the transgender, converting himself over to a woman. And now back to how God created him. And I'm not talking about if you, someone who is maybe a hermaphrodite, whose sexual identity was confused. The percentages of that are 0.00000000 more zeros than you and I can number. One. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about individuals convinced because of some trauma, something that occurred, something that happened, some injury or damage, or adults who take small children, young children, like the case of James Younger, and chemically start to change a child. There are thousands upon thousands of stories of young people who are today in their early 20s, who in their teens were changed, converted, given hormone repair therapy or hormone adjustment therapies, who are saying, why didn't someone address the real issue, the real challenge that I was facing, the abuse that happened to me, the hurts, the pains, the hollowness, the emptiness? Why didn't someone address the real issues instead of encouraging me to mutilate my body in a way that I'm now find it near impossible to recover from? Why is it, you know, we have a generation now that is growing up where, according to Barna's most recent studies, you have in the 30 percentile range of individuals that somehow identify as LGBTQIB. And why? Because as children in the most impressionable years, if a boy was drawn into or began to play with dolls, suddenly it's associated that, oh, that means that he must be a girl on the inside. And so let's start to convert or change him. In sex education classes, they're teaching literal pornography to children. It's horrific. Watch the preview of the Mind Polluters movie and contact the creators of that. And if you need assistance with that, let me know. Reach out to me at chosengenerationradio.com. They're still doing showings up until the end of this month, and then they're going to do a national layout of this film. But they're still doing showings. They'll come to your church. They'll come to your group. They want people to understand what's being done, and it's being done nationally across the country. Children are being perverted with pornography, perverted with images that children shouldn't see. I watched the first episode of Euphoria last night, which is this big new HBO series. My kids were telling me about it. And I went ahead and watched the first one last night. And I have to tell you, it's horrific. Now, what happens in the film is horrific. What happens in the first episode should be a warning to parents about being more involved and engaged in your teenage children's
behavior and what they're doing and what they're being exposed to and what's being promoted in their lives. We have a responsibility as parents to raise up our children. And it's so important that we are engaged in that process, that they understand what's right and what's wrong, and that, yes, there is monitoring. And are you going to get some pushback? Yes. But parents, it's so critically important. We're watching the world. It literally, this is crazy. But these are our young actors and actresses in their mid-20s pretending like they're in their early teens. And perhaps what they're doing is giving us a platform whereby we can have these kinds of conversations. And if you understand it from that perspective, then that's great. But the amount of sex involved, the amount of, the glorification, if you will, the celebration of the loss of virginity, all those things, these are the kinds of things that are a part of the 45 goals of the Communist Party to destroy the morality of our nation. And mark this, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Folks, we have an opportunity to do good. Christianity is about doing good. Christianity is about honoring the women in our lives, honoring our children, honoring our neighbor, and loving them.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.